News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
Minister for Transport Eamon Ryan is going to announce the launch of the TII's Enhancing Motorway Operations Services programme. Snappily titled, what it means will be the introduction of phased variable speed limits on the M50, signs telling you where to go, what to do, and an adjustment on the 100 kilometre an hour free-for-all that currently exists on Ireland's busiest motorway. With me is Paddy Cumann, who's Head of Communications at AA Ireland, and Shane O'Donoghue, Editor with CompleteCar.ie. Paddy, they've been talking about this forever. How quickly will we see the impact of these changes on the M50?
Yeah, good morning, Jonathan. Yeah, this has been around for a while, this story, and I know that they've been working on it since 2014 in terms of, you know, the background work and the construction work has taken place over the last 2 years, I think. So really, we should start seeing it now pretty soon. It's muted to start in the autumn now. It will be in a phased basis. So the first stage will go from Castleknock to as far as the Red Cow. But yeah, look, I mean, it's one of those things that if it works, it'll work really well. But I guess we have to wait and see, if it is effective. The theory is very good because we know from other jurisdictions that if you do vary the speed limits, there's a twofold purpose. One is that you can alleviate congestion. Now, it seems counterintuitive that you should slow down the traffic if it's congested. But, the idea is that you avoid that concertina effect where, cars are speeding up and slowing down by regulating the speed. And the system that they will operate seems to be quite a clever system using, various traffic sensors, weather sensors, which will continuously create an algorithm which will adapt the traffic to suit. So, and obviously there is a terrible incidence of collisions on the M50 as well. There's there's a huge amount of them, and we've seen that increase, of course, with the return
Yeah, but I want to put, Shane O'Donoghue, I want to ask you, the issue here is driver behaviour rather than the speed limit. And if they don't behave themselves when the speed limit is 100 kilometres an hour, what's the likelihood of them behaving themselves when the speed limit is reduced suddenly to 60?
Well, that's definitely one potential issue. I think it will only be reduced to 60 when the traffic is already very slow. So I don't see that's going to be a major issue. I have a bigger problem with it being introduced on the M50 at all, to be honest. I'm not convinced that it's going to be effective on the M50. I fully understand the theory behind it, as Paddy said, to prevent the concertina effect. And it's well proven in some countries and in some motorways. But the big problem with the M50, and I'd love to somebody put the question to Eamon Ryan, has the M50 traffic actually been modelled with this? Because there are so many junctions in quick succession on the M50 that I'm not convinced that the usual theory applies. I think the people coming on from the junctions and going off of the junctions have a disproportionate effect on this kind of concertina effect that we see on the M50. And therefore, the lower speed you set will actually have almost no effect at all on the what they're trying to do.
Of that, and people will see it, and I'm guessing right now at 8:09, there are people on the Naas Road who on the left-hand side are getting frustrated because they're trying to join said same M50, and as a result, traffic is slowing down even though the right-hand lane heading into the city would be clearer. This is nothing to do with driver behaviour. It's nothing to do with how we moderate it. It's volume. And it's going to do nothing to reduce the volume of traffic when things get back to normal.
That's right. I think take any of the big junctions around rush hour. So you have the long slip lane is more or less stopped, stop start all the way. Then you have the next inside lane. People are kind of waiting, looking for a gap, maybe some of them leaving it a bit too late. And that's causing more of the concertina effect than anything else. And it's a bit like water going through a tube where the water at the sides is kind of friction against the walls, and each bit of layer into the center is kind of affected a little bit by that. And that's irrelevant of the speed. And that's why I think it's going to be a big waste of money on the M50. Now, I think there is some value to such a system where you can, for instance, reduce the speed limit if it's really bad fog, really heavy rain. That kind of thing. And of course, if there's an incident ahead, you can warn people better with more gantries like they're going to have. So there is some value in it, but I fear that there's going to be a huge amount of money. I think 80 million euro is what the last figure I saw for this EMAS system is going to be spent. And I think it's not going to do what they think it's going to do.
Paddy Cumman, can I just put it to you at that point that we are asking people to take part in a real-time experiment as to whether or not this 80 million euro system works or not?
Well, that's true. I mean, we are. It is a sort of a wait and see. But I mean, there is a secondary benefit to doing this as well in terms of the environment. Now, we know that stop-start driving does create more emissions because, you know, it takes creates more emissions by going from a lower speed or a standstill up to motorway speed again. So the fact that the traffic might be at a more regulated speed does have an environmental effect. So obviously we have to wait and see in terms of whether the traffic flow gets better, but there is that secondary environmental effect which we do need to take into consideration as well.
Paddy, looking at the UK that has introduced smart motorways, I have seen nobody say that they're a good idea. In fact, if anything, they've made things a little more difficult and possibly more dangerous. Are we following down that road? Pardon the pun.
Certainly, TII are saying right now, and they were speaking at our Octus committee back in April. They said that they don't have any plans to do this on the other motorway routes at the moment because they don't see it as being an effective business case for that. So there is no plans for that outside of the M50. It appears that they're using the M50 in this case just to deal with a specific problem, which we all know is there.
Okay, we leave it there for now. Paddy Cumman, Head of Communications at AA Ireland, Shane O'Donoghue, Editor with CompleteCar.ie.